But it'll be a good game. It'll be a battle. I mean, they got, you know, two up-tempo offenses going at it, and, you know, very solid defenses both sides and guys that can make plays. So it'll be a fun time, and hopefully we'll play well.
Offensively, Mike said you guys couldn't play as good as, I mean, the way you guys played against the Bears. I mean, how much does that help you going into a game like this, the way you guys are clicking?
I mean, it's helpful just confidence-wise, but it's a different week, and we've seen that in the past that we've played well and then went out and struggled the next week. So we got to make sure we're doing what we need to do this week to make sure we're prepared to go out and play well and make sure we execute.
I know you're not a stat guy, but would it be cool when a guy tackles you for a 50-yard pass interference if you got those yards as well?
Yeah, absolutely. That wasn't cool at all.
I think somebody called it a full Nelson. That's pretty appropriate.
Nice. Yeah, I know. I wanted that one bad. But, oh, well. We'll take the yardage, and it is what it is.
Jordy, is there a part of the thought process here for you guys that this is a team you're playing that could be a playoff opponent, could be home field between the two on the line?
Not really. I don't think any of that's been in the discussion, honestly, in any of our meetings. I think it's more just a quality opponent coming in. It's going to allow us to, you know, again, see where we're at. I think our tougher games we haven't played our greatest, so we need to do that and, you know, again, win at home, which is what we've been able to do and play extremely well at home and, you know, keep that streak going and, again, just play good football. It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a good team coming in here, and we got to go out and win the game to where, you know, again, against a quality opponent.
Two up-tempo, high-powered offenses. I know you're not going against their offense, but you're both going to have to deal with probably the coldest day of the year on Sunday. What are the keys in cold weather games, keys to success, I guess?
Staying warm one way or another, which we got enough on the sidelines to stay warm, and you're active enough, especially with the no huddle, that you don't really get cold on the field. So the cold weather, I mean, really hasn't become much of a factor, I don't think, yet. We'll see on Sunday. And a lot of that has to do with the wind for multiple reasons, how the ball is going to come out of the quarterback's hands, and the wind can usually cut through anything you have on. So I think the wind's the main thing, but cold, you go about it the same.
Changes to the ball, is that overstated?
Not quite yet. I think once it gets a little bit colder, the ball can get harder, and those aren't the most enjoyable to catch.
You've been the most productive offense in the NFL in the first quarter of games. What do you attribute that to? Is it game plan, or where do you see that success coming from?
I don't know. some games we start off fast. I think for the most part, like you said, we have, and you know, it's what we want. Part of it is maybe taking the ball the last couple or a few games now that, you know, obviously that gives you one more possession in the first quarter, so that'll help you out with productivity. But besides that, I think it's guys just coming ready to play and ready to execute.
You've had so many blowouts at home. Is there ever a time when you'd rather just get some more work and crunch time before the playoffs to get used to those atmospheres more?
No, I think we've had enough of them. I mean, we had, you know, obviously the end of the game in Miami is a perfect example. And even two-minute drills at the end of the half are very useful for us. So I think throughout the season you'll get enough of those repetitions in every aspect of the game that you'll need to work on.
Is there a knack for those long passes that you benefit a bunch of?
Not necessarily. I mean, a lot of it is good fortune and just making, you know, getting the right call against the right defense and everyone executing and, you know, sometimes them screwing up. So you just, that's why all you can do is go out and do your job, and what happens from there happens.
And those plays where you've cut back to the middle, is that just something that happens on the fly, or is that a premeditated thing? Or
it's definitely a premeditated. I mean, it's all based off what the safety's doing, and it just happens that they've been playing over or taking the angle over top. This last one was a little bit different. He's a little farther away, and he just took a deeper angle, and I didn't think I was going to be able to outrun him with the angle he had. So cutting back was, you know, if I wanted to score, it was probably my only option. So they're just taking the angle to cut you off, and, you know, the cutback, I think, no matter where you are, if it's a running back or a receiver, is usually pretty effective.